going on, and welcome Strange Talk with Doc. Happy New Year's to you, and Happy New Year's to yours. I hope that so far this year has been good to you, that it has started off in a positive manner, and that it remains that way for the rest of the year. But you got to do your part to make sure that it happens. Can't just have wishful thinking. You got to put in some work to make things good. So, you know what? Play your part, and maybe the rest of the karma in the world and the universe and God will take care of the rest. Now, I named this particular show Soft Days Are Over. It's all hardcore from here on out. 2023, I think I spent too much time with the gloves on. Too many times I had discussions where I was putting pacifiers in people's mouth. I decided I'm going to stop being soft, or as we like to say in this house, a pap, which is a punk-ass bitch. I'm going to be firm, but I'm going to be fair. I am not a motivational speaker. If I say something that motivates somebody, it's because it's already inside of them and they just need a confirmation. I am not a comedian. If I say something that's funny, it's because it's genuinely funny. It's not because I'm trying to make some kind of joke. I am not a mean person. I'm not an evil person. I don't wish harm upon people. But it's also how you handle the words that I say to you. That's not my responsibility. What comes out of my mouth is my responsibility. How you receive it is not my responsibility. That is on you. I'm not going to soft soap situations anymore. I think that I took it too easy on some things that really pissed me off. But to try to be appease an audience, I don't care how big or how small, I think that I gave up some of my integrity by doing so, and I can't do that. From now on, I am only going to be myself. It's the only thing I know how to do is be me. Being phony is not going to help me. Being phony is not going to help you. Why would you listen to a fraud or a phony? If I feel a certain way about a situation, I'm going to say it from now on. Not to go over the top. I'm not ever trying to go viral. If I do, then God bless me. But I don't say things just to be controversial. People who know me know that if I don't want to touch on the subject, I won't touch on it. But I'm not scared of any subjects, you know. And so, this being the first live show of 2024, there will be a few things that you might hear that you might not agree with. But like I said, that is not on me. That's on you. So we already had our first school shooting of the year on 1/4. Fortunately, only one kid died. And it's unfortunately that any kids had to die. But 5 was injured at this Perry High School in Iowa. And Dylan Butler, age 17, who decided to wake up that morning and destroy lives. Shame on you, you mother effer. Fucking shame on you, man. How dare you? How dare you kill a sixth grader? That kid was just starting life. Ain't smelled the roses yet. Ain't got to experience love, really. I mean, it's unfair, but there's nothing fair in this life. And unfortunately, Dylan Butler is going to be first of many in 2024. You know it, and I know it. We lost David Soul. He was on Starsky and Hutch and Salem's Lot. If a lot of you have never watched Salem's Lot, give it a try. It's a very good little mini series. It was shot back in the day, and it was very good. He died at the age of 80. And Starsky and Hutch would be a bore fest today. But back in the days, it was a hot show, you know, with a hot car and stuff like that. It fit the times. So we had Alaskan Airlines Flight 1282. It left Portland around 5 o'clock on Friday when a deactivated emergency door blew off at 16,000 feet. The missing door was discovered on Sunday night in Cedar Hills, Oregon. Now, do I know the distance between Portland, Oregon and Cedars Hills, Oregon? No, I do not. But here's the deal. When you go up in that air, when you strap into that plane, you done brought that seat, you done brought that ticket, and you're trying to get from point A to point B, you have given up complete and utter control of your fate. From the time that you strap in and they taxi away from that runway to they land safely at your designation, you have lost control of your fate. You are in the hands of strangers. You are in the hands in the midst of a lot of people that you do not know for the most part. I have never flown on a plane where I knew everybody aboard. I've never been on that kind of party trip. Maybe you have. So if I'm wrong about that, then I apologize. But flying in a plane can be a scary situation. And it depends on you. How do you look at death? How do you look at what's going to happen to me? Are you fearful of every bump, bruise, and bit of turbulence? Or are you one of those people who could sleep through a whole flight, even if it's 12 hours? We're all built different. And you know what? Situations like that kind of test a human's faith. It kind of tests their willpower, because some people can freak out up in the air. They act very stupid in the air. And you don't know who's on what, how much a person had to drink to cope with the flight, if they had to take some kind of pills or sedatives. There's a lot that happens up in the air, and not all of it's good, and not a lot of it's pretty. But I'm not one of those people who are scared. I'd like to get from point A to point B as fast as possible. I worry more about a 12-hour drive than I do about a 5-hour flight. I'm a flyer, not a driver. I drive a car, but I don't enjoy being behind the wheel so much that I would take a trip from, say, Atlanta to New York. To me, that is ridiculous when I could fly there and be there in less than 2 hours from ground to ground. But to each their own. Now, we had Susan Monica. She's a transgender murderess who killed two handymen, then fed them to pigs at an Oregon farm, and is serving life in a woman's prison. We have a transgender male serving a life sentence in a woman's prison. Now, I don't give a fuck how ugly Susan Monica is, because Susan Monica is nobody to really, you would say that's a handsome dude or a pretty woman. But because it could possibly have a working penis, do you think some of those women who have not seen a real penis in 10 years will care? How fucking dare we as a society and a country continue with this transgender madness? You have a penis, you should not be housed with women. You have a vagina, you should not be housed with men. What are we doing? Really, where are we going? How deprived are we as a nation? How deprived are we as a world where we don't no longer know male from female, especially when it comes down to situations where you have to house people? I do not. If I had a daughter and she was living in an Earl girl's dorm, I wouldn't want a boy who was dressing up as a female with a penis as her roommate. And nowadays, you have no control over that. You have no control because for some reason, we have went completely haywire as a world. Not just America, the world. I'm not saying do anything to them. I'm not saying bring any harm to them. But we need to slap them back into reality and slap ourselves back into reality and say, enough of this transgender bullshit. You are what you are. Play the fucking hand that you dealt. You know what? Be honest with who you are. Learn to accept the fact that you did not pick your parents. You did not pick, you did not pick your family. You did not pick your sex. You did not pick the day that you were born. More than likely, you will not pick the day that you die, because you could try to kill yourself and God might step in and say, not today, my friend. No. You might live in a coma for the next 20 years. He decides. You don't decide. We don't decide any of these things. But I've had enough of this. I really had enough of the transgender people pushing an agenda that's unfair to everybody. I do not want to go to a bathroom. And instead of, you know, in my bathroom, there is a fake male who will always have a vagina, because there's no surgery to turn a vagina into a penis. Now she's put herself physically in harm's way, because maybe she might be abused in there. Maybe she might be beaten in there. A beard does not make you a man. Having no breasts does not make you a man. You will not know the male experience unless you are born genetically a man. You can think you know, but you will not know. Nor could you ever know. So Pornhub has been blocked in North Carolina and Montana over some new age verification laws. Some age verification laws in Montana and North Carolina have blocked Pornhub. I think the blocking of porn sites has been a joke since day one. All you have to do is click one stupid ass button for the most part and say that you're over the age of 18 and you can be allowed to watch pornography. Do we allow children's minds to get blown by seeing some of the things that they should not see at a tender age? Yes. Do we protect women and children in this world and in this country? No, we do not. And no, we have never done so. I mean, I hate the fact that this is so phony. Now, you know what? I don't give a rat's ass about Pornhub. I don't go to Pornhub. Should there be a way to verify where a person does not have to take the chance of having their information breached or hacked? Yes, but that is up for these industries to decide. And I always wondered, you know what? Why is porn so free when this was something that people used to have to pay for? Because they want us to be more deprived. They want us to get more out of our minds with more nonsense and minutia. There is more to life than jerking off and playing with yourself all day. And when we come to that conclusion, I think we'll be a better world. When we don't look at every woman as a piece of meat and every man as some slab of Johnson, the world will be better. So finally, Claudia Gay, that Howard University president, has resigned. Now, she will remain a member of the staff at the university and return to her teaching role at the Department of Political Science and be basically making similar salary to what she was making, but she lost her role as president. Now, this woman is in the news each and every day. I became bored of her, but this is just something that I wanted to spread out there and let people know. If you've not heard of Miss Claudia Gay from Howard University, learn to read a newspaper every once in a while. It won't hurt you. So there's supposedly 10-foot extraterrestrials in Miami. Now, do I believe that? No, I do not believe that. Do I believe that we always make aliens to be greater than ourselves? Yes, we do. We make them uglier, but we make them greater. We make them bigger. We make them stronger. We make them more intelligent. Why is aliens never just a group of extraterrestrials that are idiots, that they're fat, they're short, and they're stupid? We always make them some phenomenal thing. And do I believe that? I don't know what was going on that night in Miami. I don't know why all those cops were there in Miami. But do I think that 100 people can get together and keep a secret? No. You can barely find 3 people who can get together and keep a secret, no matter how small or how large that secret is. And if you want to test that theory, tell a coworker a secret. Make it a lie, tell them a secret, and see how long that secret, before that secret gets back to you, diluted, jumbled, mixed up, but you will hear about it. or someone will cut their eye at you and you will know that somebody has said something about you. So Jeffrey Epstein's secret friends list came out, and it was much ado about nothing. It was a lot of people that we already would have known that he had came in contact with. It was a lot of people that we already suspected that he came in contact. And it was a lot of people on this list whose name was just mentioned in passing. So the Jerry Epstein list was a piece of garbage and a waste of time. And it just shows how we can be manipulated as a people to sit back and wait for some big news to drop. And when the news drop, it's nothing. Now, I get INR tested. Now, you say, what is INR testing? For those of you who do not know what INR testing is, it's to see how much vitamin K is in your blood that will allow your blood to clot or not clot at certain levels. So what kind of language is that? I usually have to go to the doctor every 7 weeks to get this test. They stick your finger, they put in a thing, and in less than 45 seconds, it gives you a rating anywhere from 0 to whatever you might be, 3, 4, 4.5. And I decided that this is information for those of you who do not want to go to a clinic to get this done because you feel like it's a doctor's visit and you're doing this 7, 8 times a year. You know what? You can ask your doctor to just have you give a blood work. Go to the lab. The lab is never going to have as many people. The lab is usually a much quicker experience. You get a quick tube of blood. You tell them that you need the results stat. They will call you and go over this information with you from the comfort of your home or your cell phone while you're on the road. And you don't have to worry about being up in that office around a whole bunch of people waiting for your turn to be called. So INR testing can be done from a blood lab. You do not have to go to your cardiologist's office. You do not have to go to your primary care. If this is a way that you think is a better choice for you, then do it. So I watched Dave Chappelle, The Dreamer. Was it a spectacular comedy? No. Was there some lazy Dave Chappelle bits in there? Yes. Does Dave Chappelle make great observations about things that are going on in the world? I agree. Yes. Did I think that he went too far telling jokes about the handicapped or transgender people? No, I do not. Comedy is a brutal, brutal thing. I mean, I've been watching All in the Family, and that was considered a comedy. And it, at times, is very brutal. The language is brutal. The concepts are brutal. Life is brutal. You have to learn to man or woman up and accept the brutality of being alive. That is a part of being alive, hearing some uncomfortable truths. And some of them you get to laugh at, and other people cry at the same thing that make you laugh. So deal with it. Now that brings me to Cat Williams. Do I have anything bad to say about Cat Williams? No, I do not. I think that Cat Williams is a brilliant comedian. I think he makes some great observations. And see, I like observational comedy. I like when somebody looks at something and makes you think about it in a whole 360-degree angle. Not just looking at it head on or from behind, but make you look at that whole complete situation where you get a different perspective and view than you might have originally had. And so Cat Williams coming out and talking about other comedians, he's going to have to deal with it. Maybe this is just going to pump everybody up in the comedy game to be better, to be a little less lazy, to really bring their A game. When people motivate other people to bring their A games, we all benefit. So for that, I say thank you, Cat Williams. Do I listen to Shannon Sharp? No, I do not. Matter of fact, I'm not listening to anybody who's in Club Shay Shay. I stay away from all the Club Shay Shays of the world. I don't want to hear anything that Shannon Sharp's got to say about anything. First of all, I believe that Shannon Sharp, this is just my view, I find him to be a closeted homosexual or bisexual at best. And for that reason alone, because he's not true about who he is, I have no dealings with him. Now, we are in the midst of award show season. They kicked it off last night with the Golden Globes. I'm sure the Grammys, the Oscars, the Tonys, the Emmys are all coming. These people get paid enough. They get their ass kissed well enough, but they also need to be celebrated. They also need to be given golden idols. It's a weird situation. Could you imagine it's your job that you were constantly getting awards? Not only a paycheck was good enough, celebrity status, having your ass kissed, the best of the best that this world has to offer. First in line, people loving you for no apparent reason. They don't even know you. People willing to go to war for you. You don't even have to ask them. And then on top of it, you need trinkets. So if you're sitting back at home and you're feeling a certain way because some program or some singer didn't get an award, get your life together. Reevaluate what you're doing. Think about reality and come out of the fantasy world of some golden trophy for somebody for doing their job. Appreciate they did their job and that they did their job well. But you want them to be rewarded on top of the 20, 30, 40 million some of these people are making? What did Taylor Swift make off her concert tour? What did she make out of that $150 million for her movie? And you mad that she didn't get the award for it? You need to wake the fuck up. So I've been listening, and this is the way I'm going to do music this year. When I find a song, I'll share a song with you. I usually put on albums of the year on my best of list for the year. But you know what? Sometimes there are just special songs that you hear from somebody and you want to add those things to your life. And I heard this song for the first time by Aaron Lewis. Aaron Lewis of Stain. He was the lead singer of Stain. And the name of the song is Something to Remind You. This is an outstanding song. He sung it in a beautiful manner. I would advise anybody who's listened to me, take that 3 minutes out of your life and listen to Mr. Aaron Lewis sing this song. Now, do I agree with Aaron Lewis' politics? No, he's a Trumpy. And for that, shame on him. For him to be that stupid and that talented just goes to show you that talent and stupidity are not, then you don't get one because you have the other. You can be as dumb as a brick wall and super talented. And you could be super talented and dumb as a brick wall. I might have said it backwards the same way, but you get my drift. Tonight, we got the national championship football game in college. The University of Michigan is going up against the University of Washington. Do I really have a dog in this show, a pony in this race? No, I do not. But do I think that Michigan will probably win and Harbaugh will get his first national championship? I believe he will. So I think Michigan Wolverines will win the title. Now, the Devil Rays, or just the Rays, shortstop, Wander Franco was arrested in the Dominican Republic for missing summonses over alleged relationships with minors. So one, Wander Franco has the fucking audacity to be dealing with underage chicks. And then he has the gall to say that he's not even going to show up to court when he's supposed to. This dude has thrown away a life that most of us can't even dream of. He had it in the palm of his hands, but because he's a degenerate or an alleged degenerate, he can't even stop himself from being stupid. This one I do not understand. I will never understand. Kids, young girls, are not to be looked at in a sexual manner. They are children. They are still innocent. Let them maintain their innocence. I think that you are a very sick individual if you look at a 14, 15, 16, even 17-year-old in a sexual manner once you're an adult. You have issues. You have problems. You need help. And we have sat back as a society and have allowed this to happen worldwide forever, not just recently, forever. A 13-year-old should not be sexualized in any shape, form, or fashion, in music, song, or in real life. We need to do better protecting the children of this world. And then for you freaks who can't seem to contain yourself, do you know that there are 18, 19, 21, 25-year-olds who look young? And if that's your type of thing, get a legal chick who looks young. If that's your type of thing, get a legal boy who looks young, but he's actually an adult. So the XFL and the USFL is merging, and they rebranded themselves as the United Football League. Well, good luck to The Rock with that, because you know what? I don't know how many people are watching. I might turn by a game or two here or there, but that's all I basically do, turn by very briefly, and then I move on. The WWE's Royal Rumble is going to be held January 27th. At Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, we got a couple of weeks to that, people, but I'm just giving you a heads up. The UFC is going to have an upcoming card this Saturday. You got Magomed Ankalaev versus Johnny Walker. You got Mathis Nicolau versus Manel Capa. You got Jim Miller going up against Gabriel Benitez. You got Caitlin Vera going up against Macy Chaston. Bill Hughes is taking on Bruno Ferreira. Ricky Simon is taking on Mario Bautista. Andre Arlovski is taking on Waldo Cortez Acosta. Matthew Schellenberger is taking on Preston Pearson. Marcus McGee is taking on Justin Balanos. Farad Basharat is taking on Taylor Lupius. Gene Silva is taking on Weston Wilson. Felipe Burns is taking on Dennis Bondar. And Nikolai Mota is taking on Tom Nolan. This will be your very first UFC card of 2024. And that should be interesting. Chris Paul has fractured his hand and will undergo surgery. Chris Paul, I don't know why the Warriors picked him up. He's old. He's not a great defender. He's not a good scorer. He has never actually won in this league. He gets his ass kissed royally. And now they're going to lose this old man for a while. And they probably needed him as a backup. I don't know why he didn't go younger. The NBA has also reinstated Draymond Green. He wound up serving a 12-game suspension, but he is reinstated. Now, I think this is one of those situations of not if, but when will Draymond actually do something again? I don't think that Draymond has learned anything. Draymond's history is horrible when it comes to repeat performances. I think that he will do something to cost the Golden State Warriors, and they're not in that great of shape to begin with. The Golden State Warriors are struggling mightily the last 2 years. Last year, they couldn't win on the road. This year, they just seem old and out of it, and Draymond hasn't been helping. He was reinstated before last night's game, and the coach still didn't play him because he's probably not in game shape, but we'll see how that goes. Now, I want to give you what I consider to be the games of the week in the NBA. Tonight, you got Boston versus Indiana. You got Utah versus Milwaukee. You got Phoenix versus the LA Clippers. Tuesday, you got Sacramento versus Detroit. We say, why is Detroit your games of the week? Because we want to see if they're going to recreate a new losing streak. So you get a chance to see if they continue to put together some L's or they get to put together some W's. You got Memphis versus Dallas. You got Ja versus Luka, so that's definitely worth watching. You got Toronto versus the Lakers. RJ Barrett is now with the Toronto Raptors. He had a big game last night. Wednesday, you got the Timberwolves going against the Celtics. You got my Spurs going against Detroit. Two of the absolute worst teams in the league, but San Antonio has Wemby, and Wemby has been balling out. You got the 76ers versus Atlanta. You get a chance to see Trae Young. You got OKC versus the Heat. You got the Pelicans versus Golden State Warriors. Maybe Draymond will actually play in that game. You got Denver versus Utah. Toronto versus the Clippers. Thursday, you got the Nets versus the Cavs. The Celtics versus the Bucks. The Knicks versus the Mavs. Suns versus the Lakers. That's always a big ticket game. LeBron versus Durant. Friday, you got the Kings versus the 76ers. You got the Clippers versus Memphis. Kawhi versus Ja. Okay, then you got the Pelicans taking on Denver. The world champions, Djokovic, going up against Zion. Then you got Charlotte versus my Spurs. Saturday, you got the Knicks versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Golden State versus the Bucks. The Pelicans versus Dallas, Chicago versus my Spurs. The Lakers are then taking on Utah. Sunday, you got the Kings going up against the Bucks, and you got the Clippers taking on the Timberwolves. Unfortunately, last week, outside linebacker Bradley Chubb suffered a torn ACL, and he will be out for the playoffs. The Miami Dolphins once again suffered another injury. I don't know why he was really in that game last week. It was a big blowout. They should have took him out of that game, but they left him in, and he wound up suffering. The Ravens wound up signing Dalvin Cook. I didn't think he was going to sign with the Cowboys. This is what he decided. So if it was best for him and it's best for his family, then how can I fault him? The NFL Pro Bowl teams were picked, and as usual, there's going to be some people on there that you don't agree with, some people you feel got snubbed. I'm not here to go through that right now. I don't really care. I mean, other than the saying that I do not understand why Sauce Gardner is being given the credit that he is given. I mean, this dude didn't even have an interception this year, but he's like one of the chosen ones. They're always trying to recreate Deion Sanders, and you can't recreate greatness. It has to be organic. So let's briefly go through what happened in the NFL yesterday, the final week of the season. Derek Carr passed for 4 touchdowns, and the 9-8 Saints beat the 7-10 Falcons 48-17. There was big controversy about should they have went for this touchdown on the kneeling position. Jamal Williams led the league in touchdowns last year. He had 0 this year. It was a chance to get him 1, make him feel better about himself, let the team know that they cared about him. And you know what? The Atlanta Falcons could have did the better job of trying to stop it. At the end of this game, Arthur Smith, the head coach, was fired also after 3 consecutive 7-10 seasons. The 11-6 Browns were resting mostly all their starters for the playoffs, and they lost to the 9-8 Bengals 31-14. The Bengals are going to finish above 500. Matter of fact, everybody in the AFC North has finished above 500, and no division has done that since 1970. That's pretty awesome. That division, that means you got to work against those teams. Trevor Lawrence was stopped short of the goal line, and his 9-8 Jaguars were eliminated from the playoffs in a 28-20 loss to the 6-11 Titans. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and Mike Vrabel, are any of the 3 coming back to the Titans? That's the question you really have to ask yourself. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and Mike Vrabel, was that their last game as Titans? Jacksonville really blew it, people. They were 8-3 to start this season. They ended this season 9-8, meaning they lost 5 of their last 6 games. From the time that they returned back from England, they have never been the same team. since that Pittsburgh victory. The 12-5 playoff bound Lions, they, first of all, let's mention that they lost their record-breaking rookie tight end Sam Laporta to a knee injury. Hopefully that won't be long term, but I seen it when it happened. It didn't look good. And they beat the 7-10 Vikings 30-20. Now the Lions have to get their stuff together for the playoffs. Bill Belichick lost in his possible finale as the 4-13 Patriot coach. The 7-10 Jets snapped a 15-game losing streak versus New England, and they won that game. I believe it was 17-3. Now, does anybody have any sympathy for Bill Belichick and how it ended in the Patriots? No, they won a lot. He was arrogant. He was Bill Belichick. And the Jets stink. I don't give a damn that they're 7-10. That's a losing record. They snapped this long losing streak. It's time for Bill Belichick to, one, move on. Do I think he will coach again? Yes. Do I think it's time for him to leave New England? Yes. He probably should have left New England last year. One thing I will say that's good about Bill Belichick, he didn't go on a sympathy tour. He didn't take the flowers, and they would have been offered to him everywhere he went if he decided this was his swan song, but he decided against doing that. The 9-8 Buccaneers clinched the NFC South title with a 9-0 win over the 2-15 Panthers. The Panthers are a mess. They tried. They had several opportunities yesterday where they could have scored points. They had a touchdown, but the dude lost the ball in the end zone. They had a field goal, and a field goal naturally went wide left. I mean, it's like, what can go wrong there goes wrong there. Justin Love took the 9-8 Packers, and he beat the 7-10 Bears 17-9 to clinch a playoff berth. And once again, we have to ask ourselves this question. Is this Justin Fields' last game as a Bear? Do I think it should be Justin Fields' last game as a Bear? No, I believe that they should bring back Justin Fields, then take that draft pick they have, and maybe get Marvin Harris Jr. And now you got DJ Moore on one side. You got Harris on the other side. You got Herbert in the backfield with Fields. And you have, and Komet, you have the beginnings of everything that you need to have a decent offense. And maybe use a couple of picks or some O-line guys to protect Justin. Dak Prescott threw for 4 touchdowns, and the 12-5 Dallas Cowboys won the NFC East by beating the 4-13 Commanders 38-10. Now, the NFC East, it's been 20 years since anybody has repeated as champions. Now, Philadelphia had this thing in hand, and they fell apart, which actually put this in the Cowboys' laps. So for the 20th year in a row, nobody has dominated that division back-to-back. And then this leads us to the same question that we keep asking. Is Ron Rivera going to return as the head coach of the Washington Commanders? If you're asking me, I say no. I think that Ron Rivera's time as a head coach in the NFL is done. I had this discussion with my wife yesterday. Ron Rivera worked for 3 of the worst owners, Bill Richardson. Then he worked for David Tepper. Then he had to work for Daniel Snyder. And he must have did something wicked at some point in his life to deserve that kind of bosses. But it is time for him to go. I don't even know how he survived the entire season. Now, will Washington turn this team over to Eric Bieniemy? That's not a guarantee either. But we shall see. The offseason in the NFL is always a lot of fun. There's always a lot of movement. A matter of fact, today is Monday. It's usually Black Monday in the NFL when the season ends. Or by Tuesday, there'll be 4 or 5 head coach firing. We shall see. The 8-9 Raiders beat the 8-9 Broncos. by the score of 27-14. Now, once again, we have the same question. Is Antonio Pierce going to remain the head coach of the Raiders, or are they going to go out and try to get somebody like Belichick? And is Russell Wilson even coming back to the Broncos? So, once again, it's going to be a big offseason for the Raiders. It's going to be a big offseason for the Broncos. We'll see how it goes. Mike Edwards scooped and scored a touchdown. Harrison Buckner kicked a couple of field goals, and the 11-6 Chiefs beat the 5-12 Chargers, 13-12. Yes, the Chiefs won a game yesterday, 13-12. They had no Patrick Mahomes and no Kelce played, but still, that team is, this is not the Chiefs of just 2 years ago. They don't, I mean, they miss Eric Bieniemy, that offense. I don't care what anybody says. Carson Wentz, a blast from the past, led the 10-7 Rams to the sixth seed in the NFC with a 21-20 win over the 12-5 49ers. Now, the 49ers didn't play Christian McCaffrey. They didn't play Brock Purdy. I don't think that Deebo Samuels played very long. So this is not shocking. Now, Puka Nacua, as a rookie, has now broken a bunch of records. The most yards in the season, the most catches in the season for a rookie. So congratulations to him. He was a fifth-round draft pick, and I don't think anybody had that on his bingo card that he would be so dominant. Let's see how things go for him down the stretch. The 11-6 Eagles completed their late-season collapse, where they finished 1-5 down the stretch with a 27-10 loss to the 6-11 New York Giants. Now, in this game, Jalen Hurts got his finger hurt. A.J. Brown injured his knee. They already had Devonta Smith, Darius Slay, DeAndre Swift, and Fletcher Cox out due to some form of injury. This team is beaten, is battered, is bruised. And I couldn't be more happier because I really do not like the Eagles. I don't like the Eagle fans. I don't like how they carry themselves. It's a they're just disgusting. The 9-8 Seahawks rallied to a 21-20 win over the 4-13 Cardinals. But they won't be making the playoffs because the Packers won their game and the Packers are in the playoffs. Josh Allen rallied the 11-6 Bills for a 21-14 win over the 11-6 Dolphins. The Bills are now the number two seed in the AFC, and they also the AFC East champions for the fourth straight season. They have won six of their last seven and five straight to close out this season. The Dolphins had this thing in hand. Down the stretch, just like they did last December, they stumbled and fell and passed this thing off to the Bills. I mean, think about it. At one point, the Bills were 5-5, and they ended up 11-6. The 10-7 Steelers beat the Lamar Jacklin-less 13-4 Ravens by the score of 17-10, and the Steelers are in the playoffs. So another pretty successful season for Tomlin. If he wants to stay there, I guess the door is going to definitely be open for him to stay there. Do I think Tomlin should think about other opportunities and leave Pittsburgh? Yes, but he probably won't do so. The 10-7 Houston Texans wrapped up a playoff spot and the AFC South crown with a 23-19 victory over the 9-8 Colts. For the first time since 2019, they have won the AFC South. DeMarco Ryans and C.J. Stroud have both been phenomenal. I believe he should be the coach of the year, and I believe C.J. Stroud should be the rookie of the year, and I don't think there should be any question. Puka did some fantastic stuff, but he did not turn around a team that was something like 3-13-1 last year and take them to 10-7 in a division title in his first year. Now, here's your wild cards for next week. You got the Cleveland Browns going into Texas to play the Texans. That's Saturday. I believe the Texans will beat the Browns. The Browns have a better defense, but I like the fact of the offense for the Texans coming out with Nico Collins and Singletary and C.J. Stroud. I believe that they will just put up enough points to beat Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. Now, unfortunately, this game is on Peacock. You got the Dolphins going into KC to play the Chiefs. I think that the Dolphins could actually pull off an upset in Kansas City because Kansas City offense is bad. And if the Dolphins offense clicks and they do a couple of surprises and Tyreek Hill wants a little vengeance against that KC defense, he can get it. Sunday, in the first game, you got the Steelers going into Buffalo. I definitely have Buffalo winning this game, and I have Buffalo winning this game by at least 10 points. Your second game on Sunday is Green Bay going into Dallas. Dallas gets to get a little vengeance against Green Bay for all the losses in the playoffs. It won't be against Aaron Rodgers. It'll be against Jordan Love. But the Cowboys at home should be good enough to beat a Green Bay team. Your late night game on Sunday is going to be the Rams going into Detroit. Detroit is a better team than the Rams, so I'm going to take Detroit to win this game. And then Monday on ESPN/ABC, you got the Eagles going into Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay can beat the Eagles if Baker Mayfield doesn't make a lot of errors. Now, I'm going to say that I'm going to pick Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to beat the Eagles, send them home early because their defense is bad. Michael Evans should have a huge game, and that's about it. I believe that they're vulnerable. They have one of the worst secretaries in all of football. They have linebackers who are invisible, D-line that's not wrecking havoc. I didn't even hear Hassan's name yesterday at all. Remember, maybe there's some things in your life where you need to take a look and say your soft days are over. You're going hardcore from here on out. Maybe it's the way you tackle a workout. Maybe the way you tackle your job. Maybe the way you tackle savings or diet and exercise. Now, this is no New Year's resolution type stuff. This is just a change of mind. If we don't evolve, what are you doing? You're not a rock. You don't just sit in the ground and that's it. You evolve. You should be constantly mentally, emotionally, spiritually, educationally evolving about subjects. How you thought about a subject 10 years ago shouldn't be exactly the same way that you think about a subject today. You could be deeper in time, entwined in it, or you could be totally separated from that viewpoint that you once had. So don't soft-soap things. You don't help people when you pacify them. You do not help people when you pat them on the back. You help people when you tell them the truth. The truth might be painful, but the truth is necessary. It is truly necessary all day, all night, and every time that you open your mouth. Do the best that you can to speak truth. Even if you're speaking truth to power, speak truth. And I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every time. I appreciate you. If you like to share, please share. If you like to subscribe, please subscribe. If you like to leave a comment, which I love the most, please do so. Take your time. Do it right. If it's organic, it's fine. If it's something that you do not feel necessary, then it's not necessary, and that is fine, too. You owe me nothing. I appreciate the time that you spent with me today, and I hope to spend time with you again another time down the line. I do a show every Monday, and I will be doing a show every Monday. I have quite a few shows set up already, things that I want to talk about in the future. And once again, you have a pleasant week. I hope that you be good to other people, that other people could be good to you. And I'm going to tell you like I tell you each and every time, people, peace to you and peace to yours.